It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Derek's out there this morning, back from his glorious couple days off with Grandma. He's at Bell and 7th Street. He's probably going to arrive quite shortly, but it's very important that you get to see him because this is your last chance, if you haven't gotten in on this, to get yourself tool tickets from Eric. We're going to have a pair to give away in a little while as well. But Eric's got these tool tickets. He's trying to sign up and give them to you. If you need them, there they are. Otherwise, you're going to have to start scrounging for some cash. I hear it's an amazing show. Eric went. Tripp's gone to two of them. He went to L.A. and here. Larry went last time. Got Larry out of the house so much. He enjoyed it so much. Larry's going again.
That's rare.
This one, which is, I mean, if you know our boss, Larry.
Like I know Larry.
Getting him out of the house for one thing is tough. The same thing twice? What? Larry, being a huge Star Wars fan, watched Star Wars in the middle of the day with you at that screener, right?
Right.
That was a huge event. A massive one to get him to do that. Normally, he'd just burn it off of that Stealing Movies app he's got. But this one, so he's leaving the house for Tool twice. This is a good show. So I'm thinking I'm going to – I got my tickets right here in my little wallet. Thinking to myself, maybe I'll go. I know it's a tough one. Bell and 7th Street, that's where Eric is this morning. Safeway. Condolences for Eric when you see him. Be nice. It is time – oh, what's this?
New copy points.
Oh, good. All right. Oh, here we go. This is going to be good stuff. The Brady Report is all the news Brady has. And he's going to tell you in a second. And it's brought to you by Hooters. Big Game Invasion. They're back. You throw the best party in town. We go to KUPD.com, 98KUPD.com, and enter to win the Hooters Big Game Home Invasion. You can invite you and all your friends, it says, to join you at your home along with the world-famous Hooters girls. Not only will the girls show up at your home during the big game, but they'll bring you 100 free wings to eat, a bunch of Coca-Cola products, and a 65-inch 4K ultra-high-definition television because nobody throws a party like Hooters. And I do believe our own Brady Report star Brady is going to be the one popping by to deliver that TV.
I am, and I will throw this out there. There's no guarantee that it will be 100 wings by the time it gets to your house.
Oh, that's true. Are you in the car with the food? You should drive separate.
I might.
Yeah. You should drive separate.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't put the wings in there.
I will guarantee that the food will be sealed. And not, Brady's like the worst Uber driver guy for food. What do they call that? DoorDash thing. The food will be taped shut, guaranteed untouched. You can smell Brady's fingers for chicken wing dust. He will not touch your food. He'll be driven in separately, delivering a television.
We'll get you all set up for the party.
Yeah.
I'll take a look at the spread.
Yep.
What you got there?
You can listen to Brady talk to the Hooters girls like this.
Wow, it's soft.
Right, and it's important that we put our hands straight in so we can pull it straight out, that we don't get it caught.
You show the technique.
Well, you just shove it in.
Is that right?
Wow. There you go.
Perfect. I have to pull just that
He's
part out.
He's an adult male.
Wow. That Sex ed weird. Has never been.
That is weird. Yeah. The worst part is, if you were trying to be that sexy, you'd fail.
Yeah.
That is because you are enamored with the mouth of a rhinoceros. You've never been that excited over a vagina. It's a fact. I guarantee it. They make you nervous.
You're right.
They make you too scared. You've got too much of that. Oh, these are frightening. You've never been that comfortable and excited over a vagina. But that noise at the end of that is heaven to you.
That is such a statement.
Yeah.
I get excited by vagina just now thinking about it.
Yeah, think about it. Ooh, that's a good one. Rhinoceros, you could do without them.
I could feed them. I could let it go.
I would never. Like the first, I think that's the first time I ever, you know, tipped, the tip got contact.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I think it's the only time I made that.
Yeah, there's a similarity that you're very
No, there's
quiet.
No similarity, Brady. There's no similarity. No. Don't say that word. And feeding a rhino and sex, no similarity. I won't allow you to even go down that road.
I keep my reaction to myself.
I will not allow you to go down that road. No. There are no parallels, my friend. None.
But if I were to react
no.
that way the first time.
No.
And I go, wow.
Yeah.
You're done.
To sex?
Well, yeah, if you're yeah. saying that. In
the first time, you pretty much are.
You're down there feeling,
yeah.
feeling
yeah.
around, groping.
So, and you say things that aren't English, like, so, a lot soft. That is what you say the first time you touch a woman's parts.
Is it?
You're stumped.
Slots soft?
It's a lot. I don't know what it
is. A lot.
It's a lot soft, I think is what he's saying. I think that's what he's saying. I think you were going to say,
a lot
softer than I thought. Yeah. Other than he just cut
I
it
just,
off. Because, you know, you're
overwhelmed. You were overwhelmed.
Because yeah. you're trembling with the, you know.
This Enough is, talking.
That your flower's about to go. Do not say they're very similar ever again. Feeding a rhinoceros and sex with a woman. Although I have seen some women where it's got to look the same. Oh, yeah, the audio is. But I'm saying the reaction.
That's
and the,
what I was saying.
The words using. Of course, that's the point of this.
To your other quote in there, I have seen some women with a little bit of torque, as
oh,
you
yeah.
said in
yeah.
there,
yeah.
in their vagina.
Anyway, you're going to have that guy show up to your house and deliver you some food and shove it right into your mouth. And also a huge television and some wings and Hooters girls. That's pretty good. Thank you, Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Fig Newton Day.
Ugh. Blech.
So they signed up for a day?
Yeah, but blech.
How do
and
you
by
get
the
your
way,
own day?
Tom Wintermeyer brought us bagels yesterday from Bimbo because it was bagel day. Don't
and Thomas. Thomas dropped off.
And Thomas dropped it. Don't do it with the Fig Newtons. No interest. Thank you. No thank you.
You don't like Fig Newtons?
Oh, no, because I'm not a 9-year-old man. I got my teeth.
You don't need to be regular?
Blech. I'll take a Lady Dulcolex if I want regularity. I'm not eating. Fig Newtons are so gross.
When was the last time you had one?
When was the last time I threw up violently? No, it was
I had one a couple years ago.
So gross. Yeah, you're getting to the age where you're going to like them.
It was a guy.
You
we were going
it.
To a tennis
gross.
No, it was okay, but I not enough that I went out and would go to the store like road trip food. That was his road trip food.
So dry and blech. And then the fig part. Yeah, don't bring those in. Those Fig Newtons are a niche audience, a very small group of people like figs. It's like having beet day and assuming everybody's going to want them. You're very small group Fig Newton people. You have a loyal audience, and I'm going to hear from going, Fig Newtons are great. Yeah, you're 1 out of 10.
You made me think of the
you're
smell.
You're 10% people. But if it's ever beets day and the local beet farmers drop off bushels, they're wasting their
B-E-E.
Time.
B-E-E.
Right. No, Beats headphones. That's yeah. different. You have Beats headphones day, and you want to drop those off. Those are nice. But yeah, Fig Newton guy. Don't waste your time. I'll just save you the embarrassment of trying to say, you guys want some Fig Newtons? Not really.
Got a couple of fun facts. Less than 15% of men in the United States are over 6 feet tall.
Less than how many?
15%.
Over 6 feet. Damn it,
over
I'm right there.
Wait, less than 15% are 6 feet or taller?
Yep. Or over 6 feet tall.
Yeah. I'm not over. I'm right at.
You're not
I'm
included like, at 6 feet.
I'm taller than you, and I'm 6 feet on the dot. I bet you're
I'm
short.
6 feet on the dot.
No, you're short.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Get us.
We'll have to take it to the door frame and measure.
Take your heels off.
It's there.
I don't think you're – because I'm ridiculously exactly 6 feet. You're about 5'11", maybe
nope.
half.
Nope.
No, I don't buy
nope.
it.
With that hair?
No. Maybe if he laid his head sideways. That goes from yeah. cheek to cheek at 6 feet.
Knock-knock jokes got popular in the 1930s when a guy named Alf Landon was running for president against FDR. He picked an army colonel named Frank Knox as his vice presidential candidate, and knock-knock jokes about him were a hit.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going to say it was black-faced Swedish clown John Holmberg from the early 1900s that started knock-knock jokes as well. He was a legend. Trip is all in on the keychains, by the way. Did you order them?
I still have the link.
Order them. He said go.
I need to know how I'm going to pay for it.
Him.
Okay.
Bill Tripp.
Okay.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness rubber chicken keychains with black faces will be available in honor of my great-great-great-grandfather, the legendary Swedish blackface clown John Holmberg, the inventor of the rubber chicken for comedy.
Barney
the chicken had already been invented. He used it for comedic
but
purposes.
Rubber chicken?
Rubber chicken. For comedic purposes, he was the very first one. He'd slather on shoe polish, go out there and hooby-doo, and then break out the chicken as his closer. And that is my family heritage. Like my father, his father before him, and his father before him. Blackface clowns from Sweden. And I intend to complete that circle of infinite laughter by giving you guys a chance to win our rubber chickens in blackface. A Holmberg tradition, as it were.
Barney the dinosaur was originally going to be a talking blanket, then a teddy bear that came to life. Eventually, he became a dinosaur.
I've got some teddy bear news for you on the printer there, John.
Teddy bears. By the way, it's the same as when Brady named his restaurant Porkopolis. That was in honor of your grandfather calling his pork industry in Cincinnati
great,
Porkopolis.
Great, great.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Same with me.
Yeah.
Triple greats. So, the Holmberg rubber chicken will live on, as did Porkopolis, for at least 8 years.
Business now.
Make it run for 8 years. Chicken.
Make it go for 8 years. Well, it's going to go forever.
You have to brand it. Holmberg's rubber chicken.
That's right.
That's your teddy bear news.
Baby Yoda is available at Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Soon.
In a few weeks.
They just signed the deal.
With Disney?
Mm-hmm.
Build-A-Baby Yoda at Build-A-Bear. You're going to see a lot of creepy, weird nerds at Build-A-Bear with no kids.
100%. It's going to be all them.
They have a picture of what they...
yep.
The Baby Yoda Build-A-Bear.
That's pretty good plush detail.
That's awesome.
Nice.
I like that.
There's a guy in his 40s. Who lives in the southern Ukraine, and he woke up recently to find one hell of a surprise. His wife had locked a chastity belt on his junk while he was asleep.
Man,
you are oblivious.
I wish I could sleep that hard that somebody could lock me to things.
Probably some drinking involved, maybe.
Even when I'm drunk, I wake up when somebody comes in the room.
She thought it was the only way to stop him from having affairs. He couldn't get it off, so he went to the hospital. The doctors couldn't remove it either. Wound up bringing in an emergency crew who used a circular saw to saw it off.
Ah.
Fortunately for the guy, it was successful. It looks like he's going to get 4 years of the junk back.
Where did she get that? Even if I was angry, I wouldn't know where to buy a chastity belt.
Oh, let's look, John.
Yeah, find me a chastity belt online.
Touchofmodern.com.
Oh, man, they got good ones. It's got a refrigerator in it. Comes with a pair of really comfortable shoes.
That one would have a touchpad lock thing that you could
put your... Yeah, it would have a key lock, a digital
keyless.
Key.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Oh, they're available.
Which model would you like? What strikes your fancy? This one here?
I like the silver one on the bottom right, second one over. There you go, from right to
pink?
Left. No, not the pink one, the black and silver one.
That one?
Yeah.
All right.
That seems reasonable.
That's
got a butt
for
Lane.
Oh, my God. I didn't notice that.
It's got a spiral corkscrew for your bee hole.
Whew.
And I don't know what that is. A Super Bowl trophy going in the other hole? What is that thing?
John, if you notice.
And that's for a lady.
That's for a lady, Brady. You don't have to explain that to me.
Well, there's a guy, one below it.
Yeah, but this one is not what we're looking at. The Super Bowl trophy in the front and the corkscrew in the back, let me know that's a lady's product.
And if you notice, that's Amazon.com, John. I can prime that. It'll be here by the end of the show.
We can have that this morning because they're sitting in a warehouse waiting.
Right. Lock them
right
off the
there
shelves.
In Goodyear. Some robot's going to go over with a conveyor belt and suck it off of a wall. Now, that's for a lady as well because it's even got a teaser hole with teeth. Go ahead, try to get her. Man, oh, man, that corkscrew. Look at that one, the center row, or that all the way to the right. One more. The yellowish, that thing. Look at the corkscrew going into that butt.
The fine detail.
Woo! And that's got two padlocks. That's like Houdini's chastity belt.
It only looks like a corkscrew, I think, because of the
No, I think that looks corkscrewy.
They're all like metal balls on top of each other. Like a pyramid of metal balls, but it looks like
the cartoon noise would be bloop, 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 bloop.
Exactly. Bloop, 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 bloop. Which tone goes which way?
This one goes on. Bloop, 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 bloop. This one comes off. Bloop, 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 bloop.
That's the Osteen belt.
That's how it comes off.
Man, oh, you want to put him in?
Man.
And if you see the back, it's adjustable so you can get the angle right, John.
Well, yeah, you don't
want
to screw
around. You got like 3 inches of angle.
You need
adjustment.
Options. Not everybody's b-hole's pointing the same way. Mine's at a 3% grade. I got an angle on it. Yeah, I guess you can just buy them from Amazon and have them delivered by 10 a.m.
This one's on eBay for $80.
Do people still do that outside of like that S&M community? Is that something you're like, here, if my daughter is going to wear this? Why not?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you give that to Kirby?
Wow. Look at this one.
Right?
No, I don't need it, John. I don't need it.
All right. Well, it's because she's not taking baths. But that once she starts showering and caring, what about that? Give her a chastity belt. As a father, how's that bad? That's a good thing.
I don't know if you can make it out, but there's...
I don't think it...
Why? You don't want her to do it. You're still under control for her. Like, she's not an adult making decisions until she's 18. Don't trust her. Put it on her and trust her. As a dad, that's not a bad plan. Why did these go away? You should wear
your chastity. I think it'd be filthy.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
On any woman.
It's not what we were talking about. Now you're backtracking, but
no.
Why would that be filthy?
Because you're covering it up.
And, it needs to breathe, is what you're saying?
And then the cleaning factor.
That's breathable. You clean it, though, same as your underwear.
He's always been about gentle mist, remember?
Yeah. She's going to poop and pee. It's leather. It's probably better for cleaning than cotton or any fabric. Like, that's
I don't know.
Grosser.
I think roots and stews might start coming out of there, mushrooms.
You just scrub it off with a Purell, for God's sakes. You wash it, and you put it back, and it's no worse for wear. You think it's dirtier than underwear?
No way. I think it could be.
How?
Just like underwear is a factor, the cleaning process on underwear.
Well, that's what
you're
saying.
You're throwing another thing in the mix. Are you thinking all underwear is clean?
No, I'm telling you that it's the underwear's dirtier than this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, no, I think that would be just as dirty.
Yeah, but easier to clean.
There's a lot less
that would be easier
contact
to clean.
On this.
You could leather. You just wipe the leather down when you got materials and
now
and
this
fabric.
One,
I'd
rather go stainless.
Man, I don't know what's going on there. That dude's, what are a bunch of dog tags, and then the guy's nuts are getting squeezed in half. No, thank you. Yeah, I don't know why fathers gave up on that.
Brady wants this. He wants a little booty shorts underneath.
He wants it to be Excalibur-like.
That's better.
Yeah, I think what's wrong with that? That one's hot as hell, whatever's going on there. That's not going to be any dirtier than underwear.
It doesn't look that comfortable either, but... You know,
that's the idea.
It's not for you.
It's not yours. What are you putting this on for? You're worried about...
I'm sorry, I'm protecting...
You know what's really uncomfortable? Pregnancy as a teenager. That's more uncomfortable. Show them pictures of that. Show them pictures of teen girls pregnant.
I don't know if I
correct.
Can...
In the
yeah, don't search many, that. Don't search teen that. Pregnant girl teen.
No. Look how many aren't.
Okay.
And they haven't been wearing a belt.
Roll the dice, brother. I'm just saying, I don't know why. If I had a super smoking hot daughter, she'd be in that belt. I'm not risking that.
That's why you're not a parent.
Well, that's why I should be a parent. And all you deadbeats with your 12-year-old pregnant daughters. I mean, especially Mexican dads. There's some fertile myrtles down there in Maryvale. I see it. I've been to the Walmart. Like, she's 13. She's got one on the way. And that should be, I don't know if it's illegal or not, but you should be allowed to do that to your daughter completely.
Khalil Mack from the Chicago Bears over Christmas. His charity foundation made an $80,000 donation to a Walmart in his hometown of Fort Pierce, Florida.
Right.
Basically to pay off the layaway accounts.
Oh, fair enough.
Turned out the Walmart had about $60,000 total in layaways. So instead of returning the $20,000, the manager's employees put a bunch of stuff for themselves on layaway.
Yeah, they had a surplus.
Used the money to pay it off. Spokesman from Walmart says he was determined that the store did not handle the transaction in keeping with Walmart's guidelines, and they've taken corrective action. Not clear what that action is. Don't know if anyone was fired from the store or suspended.
Right. Khalil should have probably asked how much before just blank checking him.
There are people saying, for what it's worth, Walmart's base pay for employees is below the poverty line.
It wasn't for them.
The company has even held canned food drives for its own self.
Knock it off, Bernie Sanders. That's not who Khalil was giving it to. If I give money to Brady because his family's in trouble and he takes 20 grand and helps like five other people get cars,
right?
It's not what it was intended for. It's an intent. The Walmart employees don't have enough money to live, then they need to be on the program in the first place. You can't take advantage of it after the fact. None of them were on the layaway to begin with. They went out and bought after because they had a free run.
20K? And how do you divvy that up?
God, we're such a class society of jerks. Well, you know, Walmart employees don't make much. So it's Khalil Mack's a million. Yeah, he's successful, and he's got a job skill that pays him a lot of money. That's nobody's fault. So he can go in and try to do a nice thing, and you take advantage of it, and somehow or another, it's because he's rich and you're poor that's okay.
Yeah.
That's called stealing.
You return it?
Yeah, that is called stealing. No matter if you've got money or not, that's called stealing. What I do love, though, in the NFL, well, not even in the NFL, Antonio Brown, after his most recent eruption, if you saw it on TMZ Sports the other day, and he blows up at the cops. And actually, if you know the details of the story, Antonio Brown is 100% correct in having a gripe. But the way he handles things, he's such a moron. The cops gave his donations back.
Yeah.
That he gave, and like, we're done with you.
Hollywood Youth Athletic Association.
Yep. And he's like, we don't need you for this anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, but I pay for your league. He goes, we'll cancel the league before we'll deal with you anymore. And they did it.
Yep.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Khalil Mack gave 80 grand or whatever it was to pay this off. And the fact that there's 20,000 extra means you keep it there for the people who need it, not for your employees to have a party. That's stealing. Oh, I hate when people do, well, they didn't have anything either. They weren't on the list. He wasn't given to them. If Khalil Mack said, hey, anything left over, Walmart employees can have it, that's different. But he didn't. You're thieves. And don't try to justify it because they made bad job choices. Ooh, it makes me angry.
It's like campaign funding.
Well, it is. It's to the same degree as when the teachers, who I'm on your side, teachers, but when the teachers started to scream out, we don't make enough money. It's not. This was not a surprise when you took the job. This was not a shocker. Now, what you had a beef with was you were told you were going to get more, and you didn't. That was the beef. But instead saying, well, we don't get anything. We're not making enough money. I have to have a second job. You knew that when you became a teacher. It's not a good paying job. That's nobody's fault but yours. You're right. It should be better. You're right. Teachers do deserve more.
And when money came in, it didn't really trickle down.
Well, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
You took a job that's low paying. I'm sorry. That sucks. You should get more money, no doubt. But you don't. Face reality.
In Fairfield, California, 83-year-old Fred Farrell and his wife got a little disturbance. Outside of the house, there's this guy dancing around, moons Mrs. Farrell. So Fred's getting the house. Now he starts trying to get into the sliding glass door. They lock that. Then the guy drops his pants and tries to go through the doggy door, yelling that he wants to get a piece of Mrs. Farrell, who's in her 80s. They call 911. The police were there quickly, luckily arrested. The suspect, now identified as 48-year-old Leroy Vance.
Oh, right. But he liked that lady.
He did.
She had not been pursued like that in years through doggy doors and such. I know I'd be quite flattered. I got to have you. You look so fine. I'm coming through the doggy door. And I mean that. I'm coming through the doggy door. That's hilarious. He just loved her too much. Damn, that's a fine octogenarian.
Gotta get out of these pants.
I'm gonna take these off.
A masseur at a high-end Minneapolis men's spa.
Good thing she was wearing her chastity belt.
Clank.
You're not getting in today, Leroy.
This masseur has been arrested and charged with assaulting two clients. But he had inappropriately touched. And as they are arresting him and charging him, the two clients' complaints, Benny Lamb, the masseur, 65 years old, he's like, I've worked here for a while. I've touched at least 50 men inappropriately.
Hmm. That'll happen.
Yeah. It's not just those two. Give me full credit.
And John Travolta says, where is he and when's my appointment?
Yep. Downtown Minneapolis.
Somebody makes a point about my chastity belt. Said, John, did you say, quote, if I had a smoking hot daughter? John, if you had a smoking hot daughter, it would be someone else's. Very strong point there. So then I put a chastity belt on her to keep myself away. No DNA, baby. Unrelated. You're too hot.
Game
to be,
on.
You're too hot to be mine, so you're going to be mine. Chastity belt for your daughters. You know how I know when you think your daughter's ugly? You don't consider it. She doesn't need one. What?
John, I work for Gilbert Fire Rescue Dispatch.
Yep.
Every time we head over to Brady's area of Gilbert,
yep,
an emergency with Ronnie's chastity belt when she calls us, yeah, come get it off.
Yeah, come get it off, boys. He's at work.
Need the jaws of life.
Clank, clank. All right, we've got till 10:45.
John, did you say chastity belts are made by Mexicans? What the hell is wrong with you, man?
No, I said they're made. Should be, well, maybe. There's a possibility. I don't know. I'm not going to say yes or no on that. I have no evidence. But I did not say that. I said Mexican men should want them. Their daughters are fertile myrtles, I said.
And for Brady's effort, John, they do make a solution for cleaning your chastity belt. It comes along with your sure suggested does items.
Like all sex toys.
Yeah.
They don't give you that with your Hanes underpants, which absorb all your dirt, and then you toss them in water and put them back on the next day. Or some people just wear them 2 days in a row. I think a chastity belt is much more sanitary.
Corey Cornut and his girlfriend Savannah Grillo, they live in Visalia, California. And in their neighborhood, there's a rash of people stealing bikes. So they decided we're going to get these criminals ourselves. So they would place a bike out front of their apartment, wait for the would-be thief to come try to take them,
yeah,
and proceed to beat them up with baseball bats.
Oh, nice. that's a little bit.
I don't think it's legal,
more
but
than what I thought.
Worth it.
They beat up at least 4 would-be thieves between July and November.
Awesome.
Neighbors say the real number is much higher. Few were seriously injured. Apparently some of their neighbors supported what they were doing, but they got caught after trying to rack up likes by posting a security footage on YouTube.
Oh.
Ooh, ouch.
They're facing charges of conspiracy and assault with, yeah, a deadly weapon.
I was told by a police officer the time I tried that it's a conspiracy charge because when I had really nice wheels on a Nissan Armada and I left it out. And I came out, and it was on landscape blocks.
In your driveway,
in my
right?
driveway. So I, this is years ago, but I put a sign up on my door, on my house, in Spanish and English, because the landscape blocks had me thinking. This might be a bilingual situation we've got going on here. That's and a picture of me holding a shotgun. I'm like, go ahead, try again, because I put new ones on there, and I left it outside on
How
purpose.
How is that a conspiracy? That's pretty obvious.
Oh, it's not. It's you're conspiring, not a conspiracy. Oh, okay. You're conspiring. Yeah. Okay. You've got a plan, so it's a different degree of.
I get you.
You're putting a bait car out, and I put big shiny wheels on it. Nice to replace them, real nice. Parked the car in an angle to kind of show it off.
How's
all
that?
Day and all night? I left it outside.
I don't
hoping.
See that different as beware of dog. Oh. You put up a sign.
That's
right.
A good point.
I think you can put the sign up, but the charge came when you actually acted out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it has to.
But if I put a beware of dog sign up and you come on my property and get bit by the dog, I warned you. And you got the results of the actions.
Strong point. But you weren't putting, jewels in your driveway.
I wasn't putting meat there.
Yeah, and then saying beware of dog
steaks.
And standing there with a dog on a leash.
Go ahead,
wait,
come on.
Like, pictures of you with your dog, like, just about to eat a guy. There is, that's a fine line. You bring up a good point. Because the beware of dog thing's basically like, don't mess around in here. But it isn't a plan to get you to mess around so you can release your dog. Mine was, according to the cop, was your plan was, I want to shoot you.
Yeah.
I dare you to touch my car. So you're asking them kind of. But in a way, I wasn't asking for anything. I think it's an arguable point.
Yeah.
But me putting up the picture, me holding the gun is
I don't know. I see holes in that argument, counselor.
It's just computer prints, too. And I went on that computer. I was so angry. And I got my, like, I hope they come back. I went and researched
Translated
this terrible message of I will kill you.
Yantara.
Into Spanish, if you touch my yanteras.
No sabe yantara.
Take my yanteras again, I dare you. But I knew there was trouble, and I knew it was a local landscaping group because my car wasn't on blocks. You know those little sleeping Mexicans that are on those step tiles?
Yeah.
That's what my car was on. Little walking pavers.
And nice.
And they were precariously placed. I don't know how these guys felt comfortable putting this up there. They should have at least left me the jack they used because
that doesn't seem to me.
It was insane. Like they had four stacked square and then two on end to hold the whole car up. And these were the long paver ones. And I'm like,
pull that off in your neighborhood without anyone.
Fast. Very fast. And I get up at 4 in the morning. Went outside and looked at it like,
total pit crew because they had to jack it up, leave it jacked up, and then let it lower it down.
They pit crewed the tar out of it. And they had to see it in the daytime.
Yeah, yeah.
Like driving by going, there's one. And then we had a rash of it for a while, and it was one of the landscaping groups. So that's why I did it in both English and Spanish. I didn't care what you were. I was going to shoot the next person that did it. And my cop friend said, you got to take all this down. You can't leave threats like that and the bait. And I'm like, well, the bait, that's them. They're the bad guys.
Right.
It really isn't. It's not fair.
Because you brought it up, there's a couple of texts about rubber chickens.
Yeah.
Blackface Clowns from Sweden should be your new band name, John.
Yeah, we thought about Blackface Chicken.
And then, John, please, really extend it out. Please get this rubber chicken keychain thing going.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
As one of your black female listeners, I genuinely cannot wait to explain how I support John's lineage of blackface comedians and just watch their faces twist in wonderment.
I'm a big fan of a guy who comes from the line of black-faced clowns who started the rubber chicken movement in the early 1900s. Turn of the century comedy was my great-great-great-grandfather's game, evidently. And he started the blackface clown movement and then brought in rubber chickens. And he stormed it, boyo.
There's an 80-year-old guy who lives in India, and he went to the doctor because it burned when he peed.
Mm.
Doctor takes a look at him first, and sure enough, it's definitely a UTI. But he noticed parasitic worms causing the problem, and he let it go for so long, his right testicle calcified, stoned up like an egg.
Because he had a parasite in his bag?
And the ball reacts to protect.
So the parasite made the trip?
Ooh. Yeah.
Into the urethra, into the tube, down into the bag.
Yep. It's a rare infection.
Mm. Indeed rare. Now, Brady, his chastity belt is dirty. You're right. We'll agree on that.
He is not
a clean individual. But I also would argue that his underwear is filthy, too, if he owned it. So is the river near his house.
Lymphatic phlerosis.
It doesn't need a name. It's happened to one person. It's that guy's problem. Oh.
The doctor said when he took a look at the testicle, stony hard.
Oh.
He's down to one ball.
They just sucked it
out. Treated the worms.
Yeah, they cleaned him out. I'm afraid your ball has to go, but the good news is no more worms that turn your balls to stone will be living inside of your scrotum. Congratulations. Do they have American doctors in India?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So we get theirs and they get ours?
Well, people with consciences go... Consciences?
Conscious?
People with a conscience go... Conscience.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're talking about.
People that want to do better, John, go over there and they...
Why? All their doctors, all their
services.
Everybody
so
there's
back,
a doctor.
But they
don't
back
trust
here and
American
about
doctors.
What?
I haven't seen an American doctor in, I don't know, like a.
I'm
like
just
a
kidding. Yeah, the Doctors Without Borders
are
all that goes on.
From India. All the doctors I ever go to are from India. You been to an urgent care? Every one of them from India.
I haven't been to an urgent care in a long
guy
time.
Guy, and last time I went to Gilbert, he was not.
What was he? Asian?
No, he was.
Presbyterian.
Native.
A Native American?
Yeah.
Man, you're really looking to save money. Is that why Kirby's always covered in ashes? Burning sage and smacking her in the head because she's got a sinus infection.
Navajo care was awesome.
Dad, can't we just get antibiotics like the other kids? Shut up. Smash the burning sage into your mouth.
Yeah, there was a couple little routines that we had to do. Ceremonies.
Yeah, dances. And
a team at Colorado Mesa University Forensic Investigation Research Station just released the results of a study that answered the age-old question that we already pretty much knew. If you drop dead, would your cat eat you?
Yes. They love it.
Now, they didn't plan to do this study. They always leave a bunch of donated corpses outside to watch how they decompose, part of the forensic study. But the study happened by accident when two cats wandered onto their property.
Those are feral cats.
And started eating.
That is not a proper study. They said, would your cat eat you?
Don't know if it's a feral cat.
But you know
people
it's not that person's
out of their
cat.
House,
you don't know it. You don't know it's that person's cat, so the study can't say that. Because the thing would be, does your cat love you?
There you go, yes.
Would the other cats eat you? Yes. Would your cat eat you is a good study.
Totally because, well, they've had plenty of people that were in their home dead, and they were eaten by the cats that they thought loved them.
Right.
Or whether it's a rescue cat or the regular
cat. Cats will eat you.
So here's what they
it.
Found. Yes, cat would eat you if you died. Even though there were more than 40 bodies, both cats just picked one and came back to eat it night after night for more than a month.
Right. The seal's broken.
Well, yeah.
But the interesting thing is they had a choice.
Sure, they went to one.
They're particular about certain bodies.
One
so if your body doesn't meet your cat's picky eating needs,
sure,
maybe they'll leave you alone.
Well, I can put a little tiny piece of chicken from my meal down for Lucy, and she may not like it because it's got salt on it. But I can put a different type of meat next to it. She'll make a choice.
Researchers,
cats choose food.
They also found there's an order that the cats eat your body.
What do they go for first?
What
stomach?
Would your guess be?
I would say throat.
I'm going to go fingers.
Tender
I'm
meat.
Go fingers.
No.
Yeah,
there's no
right.
They're going to go to a
you're
tender
close.
Spot.
Arms first.
They go to your arms. Yeah. I was going to say something fleshy. So
you're right.
Get fingers, around your throat. There's a lot of blood
fleshy.
And goo in there.
They find the arms the most delicious right off the bat.
Most muscle, right? Right away.
I've said it for about 30 years of my life after reading all those stories. They need to make old people kibble for cats because there is no flavor they like more. They gather around dying old people. They tell their friends. Have you ever seen an old lady's house and she dies in it? The people know the reason they're like, we didn't know what happened to Gladys, but we noticed a lot of cats hanging around outside her house. And she only had two cats to begin with, but those cats put out a signal. Say my mom's about to die. If you guys want to feast, nobody knows.
Yeah.
When they die, cats they will gather for an old person's bone.
Not only cats, anything that's stuck inside.
Sure, it'll eat
kind
it.
Of pet,
but you've
dog,
seen what I'm saying. Like when an old person's
reptiles.
When an old person's dead, cats gather outside. You know, you don't see that with other animals.
Yeah, okay.
You don't get like feral dogs and like a few things just hanging around outside. When there's a dead body inside, most of the time.
Vultures.
They say, we started to see cats outside their house. We started to see, because the cat's inside, made calls. She's dead. Nobody. She's got nobody. Nobody's visiting.
Come on now.
We got 5 days.
And maybe there is something that's the lady that was also feeding the cats, too, or the man.
It's
or,
not.
Yeah.
Because that's why the neighbors notice. The neighbors look over and go, there's a ton of cats that weren't there before. I think Gladys is dead. And they go in and find out that they've been feeding them. And the other cats can't get in. They're mad. Cats love the taste of us.
We'll end it with a couple of quick radio videos. The first one that's been going viral are the couple of 49ers fans going nuts when the replay goes their way. Have you seen this? This is how you need to celebrate, John, at the Steel Swede.
Let's see it.
Get together, hold hands.
Completed pass receiver was
do they kiss?
Short of the-
yeah!
This is 49ers fans.
This is against the Seahawks.
A lot of hugging. There's this going on at my house.
Club crackers? Boy, they know how to party. Club crackers and water.
Yeah. That's pretty typical fandom, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see anything off of that.
I thought they were going to start making out.
No.
That's a big San Francisco joke here. Yeah, that's pretty much what we do. you get a good big win. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of yelling and screaming and throwing people in pools. And that's fandom right there. There you go. I like that.
The final radio video.
That was beating your team there, Richard.
Yep. Week 17. That was a good game.
Happened yesterday in Washington, D.C. Home security cam filmed a building across the street collapsing just seconds after two people had walked by.
Whoa.
And just as a fire truck came down the street.
For no reason?
Yeah.
This building just fell.
Yep. There go the old
ladies. Already boarded up.
Yep.
So and just the building stopped being. And the fire truck's there to help.
Ladder truck.
What in the world?
Good timing.
Hey, that's a...
That is so weird. The building just stopped being.
OSHA did their job. They blocked off that building.
It's not windy. The trees aren't moving. The building just stopped being.
Let's see that one more time.
Yeah, I like that. Old lady with a walker in the crosswalk about 20 feet from the thing when it goes.
Total... Where did you say it was, Brady? Because
Washington, D.C.
Oh, that was Austin. Because it's posted down in the corner. It says, Andy Feliciotti.
Well, you got the shot. That's amazing. Looks like there's been some work inside. It's just kind of...
That whole center.
Wow. Neat. Well, be careful. Like I've been saying since day one, you never know. Got to get to the end of this year. Start all over again. Not going to do it if buildings start jumping on us. That's no good.
Yeah.
And if we start losing that battle.
The building's just slow. It's like, ah. Oh,
buildings start getting mad.
Damn it, missed him.
Trying to kill us. Eric's out there at Safeway. Bell and 7th Street this morning. He's got Tool tickets. He's going to sign you up for those. We'll tell you exactly what he's got in just seconds. There goes your Brady Report. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful. Rock radio station. 98.